I removed the gag carefully. Who are you? He groaned, muttering unintelligible words. It's okay, you don't have to talk. I'm gonna get you out of here. As quickly as I could, I unbound his ankles and wrists. I startled when a sound like a board creaking came from somewhere upstairs. Tom must have come back. I threw the dirty blanket over the sickly man. Shh, I said. Don't let him know I've untied you. I'll take care of him. If I don't come back for you in half an hour, find something to use as a weapon and get the fuck out of here. I hated leaving him there, but he'd at least be safe while I was in the house. I told him to leave if I didn't return, but he was so bony and sickly looking, I wondered if he'd be able to get up the stairs. But he would. Talon had gotten up those very same stairs. I'll be back for you, I promise. I hoped I'd be able to keep that promise. I walked toward the stairway, the dark walls seeming to pulse and close in. My God, how had Talon survived this? And who was the man in the cellar? I willed myself to get a grip and ascended the stairs slowly. I had come here alone and unarmed. I hadn't thought about protecting myself. I could kick the shit out of Tom Simpson with a look, and if he had a knife, I could easily disarm him. But if he had a gun... The man was a killer, a cold-blooded killer, and God only knew what he'd done to this poor man in the cellar. Bile nudged up my throat. That was a